The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office released new figures on the federal deficit today. The government will go $158 billion into the red this year. That's less than the CBO predicted in the spring. And that's down $90 billion from last year's budget deficit. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
CBO Director Peter Orszag said today, yes, the short-term picture of the federal deficit has improved a bit. Tax revenues, that is what you and I, and especially wealthy people, pay to the IRS, are rolling in. But the long-term forecast, said Orszag, is daunting.
We are on an unsustainable fiscal path.
Here's the problem. Healthcare costs are growing so fast that by the year 2050, the cost of Medicare and Medicaid will balloon to the size of today's entire federal budget. Feel like you've heard this before? Well, you have. Here's the previous CBO director, Douglas Holtz-Aiken, in January of 2004.
In the face of that kind of spending pressure, it will be important to think about what we want those programs to produce and who they will deliver their benefits to.
Or maybe you heard the CBO director before him, Dan Crippen, in August 2002. This is 5 years ago.
It is, I think, time, if not past time, that we begin dealing with how we might either reform these programs or at least make other plans for ourselves and our kids that will put less of a burden on them when the time comes.
Today, the current CBO director, Orszag, said once again that health care is a speeding train hurtling toward the U.S. budget and economy head on. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.